Whenever I see a signature series of baits, a couple questions come to mind. Number one, is it really a signature series? That's the first question I have. And then the second thing is, will it sell? And I got to tell you, folks, when I sit out here and look at the baits that are selling right now in the market, there's one guy that seems like when he puts his name on something, number one, it is the bait that he's talking about. And number two, it sells like hotcakes. And with me today is Dean Rojas. And Dean, I think you're coming out with another one.
Yeah, Terry, we've been working all winter long. It actually started the fall of last year and working with a brand new company named Northland. I'm sure a lot of the guys up north know who they are. They're a big cold water species target company that are wanting to tap into the bass market. And we've been working with them for a little over a year now, and it's just been really, really positive, on their aspects of wanting to get involved with bass fishing, you know. So they asked me to come aboard, and we're in the process of designing a wonderful line of brand new soft plastic baits for the bass market.
Well, you know, a lot of companies, when they start out, of course, you know, they may have a niche. You know, I know a lot of companies in the north, they're walleye-based, they're toothy critter-based, whatever it may be. And, you know, and then they realize, well, you know, there is another market. Maybe we ought to look at the bass fishing market. And because they have that wherewithal, they can kind of convert that wherewithal they have for any other game species into the bass fishing market. But when they get a guy like Dean Rojas, it kind of gives them a shot in the arm.
Oh, yeah, anytime you can get a high-profile, you know, angler that fishes the BSS Tour and has the credentials, to be, you know, a proven winner, it's a win-win deal for everybody. They're a great bunch of people up there, and they've got a lot of neat ideas. And you're going to see it January 1. We're gonna introduce around 6 new lines of soft plastic baits under the Slurpees line of soft plastics, and it's going to be a really good quality stuff that I've used, you know, just in the fall, in the last few tournaments on the Elite Tour, and I get a lot of questions on when can we buy them. It's the same thing that happened with the Frog. You know, they all want to see it, and they all want to know where they can buy it, and they just start shipping, and they'll be available in all the Cabela's and Bass Pro's and all the major retailers. So you're gonna have an opportunity to go ahead and purchase this product right off the shelf. The Slurpees line, and it's awesome. We can cover everything from the finesse worm all the way on up to the jungle hog, which is our big creature bait.
Well, I guess the first thing is this: I want to make sure that our listeners know that this is not the Slurpee you get at the 7-Eleven. It is a definite plastic product that, first of all, it's very unique in the industry. It has been well known, particularly in the northern part of this country, about how well it works and some of those kind of things. You guys are basically, as I understand it, incorporating that into this bass line.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we want to target those fishermen down in Florida and South Texas, all the way on up to Minnesota, you know, New York and Oregon, and, you know, all of it from, we want all 48 states here in the U.S., and that's what we're gunning for.
Well, you know, you kind of talk about them being a new company, but I think most of us Yankees up here, we understand pretty well what Northland's about, and they've been around a long time. The crappie market, the walleye market, you know, the northern muskie, that whole market, they've had a big footprint for a long time. And now, you know, delving into this bass fishing market, it's got to be kind of neat for them because, you know, it's a whole different way you talk, a different way you do things. And I think that they have to be pleased with the idea that, you know, they're going to open up a very, very large opportunity, I would think.
Oh, for sure, Terry. They own the North. I mean, that's just a bomb. They own it. And all those guys that work up there, they're all bass fishermen. You know, they all enjoy, you know, catching smallmouth and largemouth. And it's so neat, you know, talking to them on the phone and talking about ideas and so forth. And you can really see the passion coming out in them and the desire, you know, and the whole love for bass. And it's great to work with people like that are passionate about catching a bass. And for them to be that way, it makes my job real easy because they know exactly what I'm talking about and what I need. And they can also picture in their mind, yeah, this is going to work. You know, this is going to be a great color, and this is going to be a great profile in the water. You know, and they understand what I'm talking about, and they just need somebody to drive the machine. You know, and promote. And that's the reason why I was brought on board to help them with the whole Slurpees line of soft plastics. And we've got a really good program coming out, and we've been working all winter on it. And finally, it's going to be introduced January 1, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
Well, I've got this visual picture, and pardon me for this, but I got to digress a bit. They got this visual picture of these guys from Minnesota way up in the North Country, and then I got this California, now Arizona transplant. You know, it's like a cloak of silence. You've got to put these headphones on so you can translate between what one guy's saying to the other, you know. You got the toques going up in the North Country and A and all that stuff, and then you're going, dude, and I mean, it's got to be one of those things that kind of, it's got to be an interesting conversation.
Oh, without a doubt. They're a whole different breed up there, but so am I to them, being from California. But we mesh well together because we meet on a common ground, and that's, I design great soft plastic baits, and we're all passionate about what we do, and it's going to be a long-term good relationship, and I'm just looking forward to the public actually getting able to see this stuff and to be able to purchase it, because it's good quality product from the 4-inch stuff all the way on up to the big jungle hog stuff. So it's going to be a good program. You can Carolina it, flip it, you know, shaky head it, whatever you want to do. It's all the stuff that we use on tour that you can use on your local lakes. Going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, Dean, I'm going to pull all the kidding aside here. You know, it's been funny. I've been able to see what you've done with Spro with the hard baits that you've come out there and, of course, the Frog, mm-hmm. and now seeing you what you're trying to do with Northland. You know, I've had the opportunity to catch the only 10-pounder that's ever been caught in your bait, and I'm just kidding. But, you know, I got to throw the Hydropop 60, and
sure.
A wonderful bait that goes, you know, it kind of works in conjunction with the Frog. And then, of course, through the Frog at the same time, and have had lots of experience with that in the past. I'm really excited for you, but I'm also excited for the guys to be able to get out there and use them on their local lakes. I think it's very important that they get that opportunity.
That's the number one thing that I tell Spro and Northland, too. I said, we have to build a bait that the weekend angler can go out, you know, and purchase the bait, and use it effectively, you know, on its local lake and catch fish on it. You know, there's so many baits on the market that are niche, you know, and that you have to have this, you know, set up for this and that line for that and that hook for this. And we just want to keep it simple. We want it simple to where just the novice angler can go out there and purchase the product and go out and use it and be successful at it on his lake that he fishes or, you know, on a vacation trip. You know, we just want to be a well-rounded company on both aspects and have the angler be successful. Because once he's successful in catching a bass, you know, it's great because then they want to buy more product, you know, and it helps everybody. You know, they're going to want to take a friend fishing and, you know, they're going to buy more product. So it's just a big revolving wheel, you know, that supports the fishing industry along with bringing new people to the lakes. Well, and I can't tell you how many times I've had emails from people thanking me for introducing the Frog technique to a lot of people. I get a lot from dads, and they said, you know, Dean, I want to thank you for bringing the Frog to the forefront, because the only time I can get my kid to go out and go fishing with me is when I want to throw a frog, and that's all he wants to do. It doesn't matter if we're fishing in 20 feet of water, he wants to go throw the frog. And for that, to introduce somebody else into fishing and to get the same excitement that I do out of fishing that particular bait, is awesome. We introduce another person into the whole fishing arena, you know, and hopefully that'll continue to grow and we get more people participating and hopefully the whole industry will grow as a whole.
Well, I can tell you that it's all about the catching, because the fishing can be awful at times, and you know, when you're catching them, there's no better time out there. So, you know, building baits that people can go out, have good success with initially and early, that's really what it's all about. And I agree with you. I think we need companies like what Northland's doing to give us a shot in the arm. Our industry right now, you know, you hear everybody kind of whining and bellyaching about it's not where it should be or where we'd like for it to be. But, you know, those kind of things are the things that make it. You know, when you copy somebody else's bait, you lose your creativity. So it's always good to see baits that are being created that, you know, they're made to catch fish. And I think that's really important.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, and obviously there are some baits that are standards that always catch them, and they're baits that you want to have in your tackle arsenal, you know, but there's a lot of new stuff on the market. Well, you want to keep an open mind on a lot of that stuff, and we have some neat stuff coming that'll be introduced probably mid-year, probably right around ICAST. We're going to have 4 or 5 more soft plastic baits under the Slurpees line being introduced, but for right now, we've got 6 of them. We also have a neat little product called a slingshot weight. And it's a really neat deal because it's actually a lead weight that we use from an 1/8 ounce to a 1/2 ounce. But the neat thing about it, it actually has a rubber core insert in it. Okay, you thread the line through the rubber core. It's almost like a rubber core weight that you use when you're catfishing or salmon fishing or anything like that. But it's actually on a bullet weight. And it's meant to peg your line without using a toothpick, you know, or a bobber stopper or whatever. You know, it's a really soft rubber to where the line will not pass through the weight. And so you can use it when you're throwing in the brush or when you're throwing the weeds or anything like that, to where you want that pegging system the slingshot weight is awesome, and they come in painted colors, and it's really an innovative product. And I can't wait to see the people when they see it, because it's such a neat program. And Bass Pro and Cabela's, they all love the idea. They're going to go ahead and put it in, on the shelf, and it's a really neat thing. And I'm really looking forward to next year on tour, you know, to really put it through its paces. I got a chance to use it towards the end of the season, and I loved it. Just a nice, neat little worm weight that's going to be awesome for us.
Well, you guys are sitting in Arizona enjoying the balmy, warm conditions while the rest of the country is under the snow and wind and cold and everything else. I have no sympathy for any of the things that you guys have to go through getting your boat ready or any of that kind of stuff, because we're thinking about winterization and some of those kind of things. But, Dean, I am truly excited about what Northland's bringing to the table. And if it's got your name on it, I'm buying them. That's as simple as it gets.
Well, thanks, Terry. It's really great working with a company like Northland, the whole Slurpees line. But keep in mind about Spro, we've got some neat things coming. We've got the King Daddy is going to be ready to make an appearance. I have half a dozen prototypes right now with me. They will be ready for ICAST. They will be ready for introduction. We are just about done. And if any of you out there have seen on in Bassmaster or Bass, there have been a few photos that have showed up, and it's the real deal. It's going to be another big winner for us. Everybody's waiting for it right now. They're all wanting to know where it's at, but we're working on it right now. We're just about done with it. And look out, because it's coming around again.
Well, I can guarantee I have Tim Norman's phone number, and I'll be calling him right after this interview for my prototypes. So have a great one, Dean. Thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Terry. Thank you.
I am Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.